不过今天我是要用中文讲。在大家翻开这约翰福音第十五章第九节到第十七节的时候，请大家翻开约翰福音第十五章第九节到第十七节。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Can all of you turn to John chapter 15, verse 9 to 17? That's the verse that we're going to read today.
我今天很高兴今天看到邱慧梅她能够到我们的当中，还有跟朱涵一起。
I'm very happy to see that Qiu Huimei is here today in the congregation with her husband.
也很喜欢看到Ron 和 Julie 他们俩来到我们当中。
I'm glad to see that John and Ron and Julie is also among us today.
为什么特别提到他们呢？因为一个是从北京要回过来，刚刚回来不久哈，又来到我们当中。那另外呢，有一对夫妇呢，却是他们很快就要离开我们到中国去了。这是我听说张红梅跟 Ron Julie 他们下星期三要回中国。
I'm very happy because that one couple is just came back from China. Another couple is about to leave us soon to go to China. In fact, they are leaving next Wednesday.
那我们人的生活当中就是这样子，来去匆匆哈，有来有往。
Now in our human life is just like that. You know, we're always rushing about to go to places and to come from places.
但是在这个来来往往的当中，我们是不是能够去感受到，这冥冥之中有一个神在主宰着我们的生命？
But yet among all this mad rush, rushing about for time, rushing to places, can we really feel that among all these things that's happening, can we feel the presence of God in us?
今天就是希望借着这一个讲短的信息，让我们大家来仔细地回思我们每一个人的人生。
I hope that through today's sermon, all of us can be able to reflect on our lives and to see that what are the changes that needs to be done and what are the things that we can do to improve.
看看我们每个人的人的一生曾经是什么样子的，现在是什么样子的，将来我们会是什么样子的。
And also we can look back and see what our lives has meant and what our lives has been throughout all these years and what the future holds for us.
OK, 现在就请大家翻开约翰福音的第十五章第九节到第十七节，请大家一起站立，我们一起来读神自己的话语。
May we all rise to read the Bible verses?
先跟我一起念中文，然后跟依琳念英文。我爱你们，正如父爱我们一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。你们若遵守我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因为我所从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
Let's read the Bible. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed in my Father's commands and remain in his love.I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everything that I learned from my Father,I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other.
Let us
pray.
亲爱的天父，我今天来到你的面前，特别祈求神，你自己的圣灵临到我的身上。
Our Father in heaven, we come before you today, and we pray that you be among us, and that the Holy Spirit be among us today.
不是我配得你的灵道，乃是因为神你自己有信息要跟我们分享。
Not because that I have things to tell the congregation, but rather I have a message through you to tell to the congregation.
感谢神，你如此爱我们，将你的独子差到世上为我们舍命。
Lord, we thank you that you love us so much that you send your only one and only Son to the earth to die for us.
使得我们能够因此在迷失当中寻找到爱。
So that among the darkness of the world, we may be able to find your love.
在我们迷失当中寻找着爱的时候，我们得着了生命。
And that with this love comes salvation that you've promised us.
我感谢你，祈求神，你让我们能够听到你今天的信息。
We are truly thankful that we are able to be here today under one roof to be able to listen to your message and to learn more about you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
All these in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家就坐。
Please be seated.
不知道大家注意到没有，在刚才我们读的这段经节里头，前五节第九节到第十三节，这个爱字就重复了八遍。
I don't know if anyone of you is aware, but just in that little short passage that we read, the word love repeats itself eight times.
这爱可以说它盖过了我们整个作为基督徒的整个生命的完全，或者说我们所要寻找的这个人生的道路。
Now this word love basically summarizes the whole point that how we utilize this word in our daily lives for duty and for direction.
这几段经节非常简单扼要清楚地告诉我们，这个爱要让我们能够彼此的相爱，是我们作为基督徒所需要做的。
The whole main point of the word and the word love and the passage is to tell us that to be able to love someone and to be able to lay down our lives for one person is what we as Christians are commanded to do.
正因为他如此爱我们，使得我们能够彼此的相爱，因为他如此爱我们，以致到了他为我们舍命。
Because Christ came to earth and he loved us so much that he gave up his life to die for us and to bear all our sins.
请你试想一下，有什么东西能够来衡量这样的爱？
I mean, can you imagine what kind of measurement does it take to measure this kind of abandoned love for us?
耶稣基督让我们今天能有这个机会分享他所赐给我们的平安喜乐，他所赐给我们的这样子好的环境，能够来敬拜他。
Now God loves us so much that he has blessed us with all theA good life and blessed of all the modern technologies for us to be able to congregate here together just to acknowledge how much he does love us and to show him that how much we love him in return.
可是他自己却舍弃了许许多多的享受，许许多多的荣耀，许许多多的在天上得到天使，得到人们这样子敬拜的机会，到世上来为我们的罪而死。
Yet Christ gave all the pleasures that await him in heaven and all the glory that he has in heaven just to come down to earth to be with us humans and eventually to die for us.
他不是简单的到这世上就为我们而死而已，他真的是经历了苦难，他是经历了这钉子在手上的钉痕，他受了这样的枪刺扎他的侧面，他甚至在头上还带着有刺的冠冕。
Well, Christ didn't simply come down and just die like that. He had to go through multiple sufferings. He had to go through all the humiliation. He had nails in his palms. He had spears into his sides. He had to wear crowns of thorns before his crucifixion. And it was a horrible, horrible torture for him.
他经历的那样子就是为了来完成他到世上的使命。
And he did all these because it was his father's command that he come down to earth and to die for us.
为什么呢？
Why?
在第十四节里头讲到，他说，耶稣说，我称你们为朋友。
Because in verse 14 it says, Jesus called us friends.
称谁是朋友？他说，你们就是我的朋友了。
And who do you call friends? He said that we are his friends.
你和我，我们可以做耶稣的朋友。
you and I both, we can be Jesus' friends.
我们经常在跟别人分享说，作为基督徒，我们跟神的关系是我们是仆人，神是主人，我们是神的儿女，神是我们的父。
Many times in the Bible when we read the verses, it always describes our relationship more of like a father and son, the master and the servant.
因为你看一下十六节里头，他这里头讲到，他说，不是因为我拣选的，不是因为你拣选了我，而是因为我拣选了你。啊，到这里说，你们要使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他这里说向父求什么。他就赐给你什么，意思就是我们作为基督徒了以后，我们向神请求什么，父会使用我们，因为他是我们的父亲，这是一种方法。
In chapter 15, verse 16-17, it says that you did not choose me, but I chose you instead and appointed you to go and bear fruit. So it shows the closeness and the relationship between Jesus and us. And also it says that then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.Meaning, and this even more accentuates the closeness between Jesus and our relationship by being His friends.
然后第十五节也讲到说，他区分的这种区别，说我们作为仆人跟主人的关系的话，仆人是不知道主人要做什么的，因为主人定了明天要做什么，仆人就照着做就是了。
And in chapter 15, it further says that I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends.
所以说仆人主人的关系和父子这样的关系是很好的，很生动的来形容我们基督徒跟神之间的关系。
So the friends part of the whole sermon complements very well the closeness that comes between Jesus and us after he died for us.
但是现在既然我们能够被他称为朋友，我们跟他的关系能够变成了朋友之间的关系。
But now that Jesus himself actually acknowledges us as his friends, so technically we have really become friends with him.
真的朋友这样的关系，我们来看一看第十五节十四节里头，他特别的这样子说明，他说你们要怎么样才能有这个条件作为他的朋友呢？这十四节十五节有这样讲。
In verse 14 to 15, it says that we are his friends, but what are the criteria that we have to meet before we can even be called his friends?
他说，你们若遵循我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
If we do what Jesus commands us to do, then it says in the Bible that we are his friends.
如果你遵循我所吩咐的，你就是我的朋友了，以后就不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事。
So if you do as what I command, you are my friend, no longer my servant.
因为我乃是称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
Because I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Sorry.
所以要作为耶稣的朋友，唯一那个条件就是说你要遵循他所吩咐的。
So in order to be a friend of Jesus, what we have to do is to obey his commands and carry out his commandments.
换句话说，注意到这里的条件是说要遵循耶稣的吩咐。
Notice here that the condition is to do what Jesus commands.
而不是只是去空谈、去演讲、去从形式上表现出来你遵循他、你听他的吩咐。
And not just to talk about it or show people, but rather to do it in action.
而是要遵循他的诫命，要遵循他的吩咐，要投入这个时间，投入精力去来建立这样的关系。
So in order to do his commandments and carry out his words, it costs more than just action. It means investment of time, it means using your energy, and it means using your heart to do whatever he has commanded you to do.
确确实实从我们接受了神的那一天之后，特别是我们接受了受洗之后，我们得到了这永生，并且经由这个受洗，我们得到了一种确据，说我们得救了，确实我们已经得到了。
And indeed from the day that we accept Jesus Christ into our life, and even the day that we are baptized, we are assured that we will always be called the Son of God, His children, and it shows that He will also want to be our friend forever on.
所以我们因此就得到了作为儿女的这个名分，我们跟神建立了这个关系，可是现在被他称为是我们的朋友，这完全的又提高了另一个层次。
To be called his sons and his daughters and to be called his servants is one thing, but now that he has acknowledged us as his friends, it brings the whole concept up another level.
我们今天很多做基督徒的是如此的失散，只是像他们虽然自称为基督徒，不见得真正的是认识到基督作为他的朋友。
But yet many Christians today often lose the meaning of what it means to understand what Jesus wants them to do, what are Jesus' commandments for them to do. And they think by sometimes being in church, just talking about Christ, it makes them a Christian, but yet it does not.
因为他们只是在形式上面读经啊，去教会啊，唱唱诗歌啊，就以为这就是一个基督徒，却不知道作为一个基督徒是要去遵循他的吩咐。
Now, they may do of what I've said in the above by singing hymns, but yet they don't understand what it really means to do something that Jesus wants them to do with their heart, with their mind, and with all their time, and together with all the energy that cultivates in it.
So, 接下来我要从三点来跟大家分享，就是说我们如何能够去真正认识到生命。一点就是说，借着这个十字架，神来挽回这些迷失的人。
I'm going to explain the meaning of doing what Jesus commands us to do in 3 points. And the first point is that the cross that saves us and keeps us from being lost.
我们不用，暂且不用说，这世上有许许多多暂且还在迷失的人，还不认识耶稣基督的人。
Needless to say, there are still a great amount of people in the world that do not know Christ and do not have salvation yet.
就哪怕在我们这许多的基督徒的所谓的很多认为自称为基督徒的生命当中，我们都很难看到有得救的确据。
In fact, in among a lot of people whom we term as Christians, it's hard for us to see a real salvation in them.
因为在这些迷失的人的当中，他们仍然有这种眼目的情欲，这种肉体的情欲，这种骄傲。
Because among all these people, and in fact sometimes in us as well, we are so lost in the untamed desire for lust and the pleasure of flesh.
我们甚至把这个社会所提供给我们的这种自由的环境，把它看成这是一个让我们能够无所事事，做任何事情都是为了甚至一些对自己不利的事情，因为这个社会是一个自由的社会。
The word freedom nowadays, we tend to interpret it as something that, that is allowing us to do what is not beneficial for us.
我们都曾经是在迷失的当中，因为我们在追求这个世界这种贪婪，这种金钱或者物质上的追求，变成了我们人生的唯一渴望。
We are lost in the pursuit of monetary things and worldly things that give us pleasure that sometimes, you know, it goes way out of proportion.
我们有些时候可能不是追求这些物质上的东西，我们可能是追求知识上的东西，太多的去把自己专注的追求在一个知识，认为这个就可以给我们提供人生的一切。
Or sometimes instead of pursuing worldly desires, we are in pursuit of knowledge because we think that, you know, with knowledge comes the secrets of life and the origins of the universe.
以为我们至少借着这个可以去探索生命的奥妙，或者是了解这宇宙万物创造的根源。
We think that, you know, just by increasing the knowledge, we will know more than what we did before, and we may even be closer on par with God.
可是大家都还记得我曾经有正道的时候讲到知识和智慧之间的区别。
I hope all of you still remember the sermon that I preached on knowledge and wisdom.
我们知道追求知识是不会保证我们得到智慧的。
We know that, you know, just by pursuing knowledge, it doesn't necessarily mean that we will also grasp wisdom at the same time.
实际上我还举到两个人的名字，爱因斯坦还有牛顿，这两个人鼎鼎有名的知识科学家。
And I remember I mentioned two names, Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein.
实际上这爱因斯坦他自己对知识他又怎么讲的呢？
And what does Einstein say in regards to knowledge?
他里头有一段话，他被讲到，他说：“任何一个严肃探索科学定律的人，都会发现， 在这个宇宙定律当中有一个灵明显显然超出于人的智慧，使得人们对于他只有惭愧不止。
Einstein actually says that everyone who is seriously interested in the pursuit of science become convinced that a spirit is manifest in the laws of the universe, a spirit vastly superior to that of man, and one in the face of which we, with our modest powers, must feel humble.
我要讲的意思是说，我们人们曾经以为可以追求得到的知识，要来改变这个世界，或者了解这个世界，或者研究这个世界。科学家已经跟我们讲了，这个只是一个，这个是一个手段，但是真正的智慧是要在这个灵里头去追求。
No matter how much we men try to pursue knowledge and wisdom, scientists like Einstein have already proved that there is some knowledge that's way beyond us that can be only attained in the spirit.
可是很多的事情我们说，那我们人生的目的就是在追求这些物质上的成功，或者是这种权力上的得到，或者是个人的追求的得到。
So sometimes we think that, okay, in order to pursue worldly pleasures, it means that we want more, more monetary beings, more fleshly pleasures, and more of modern technologies in order to aid us in our lives.
可是很快我们就会发现，人生真正的平安和喜乐，在这些追求当中是得不到的。
But we very soon find out that, you know, happiness and peace cannot be found in all these things.
我们会很快发现，我们真的是在这个世上，我们是属迷失的人。
And many things in the world can really cause us to become lost.
有一天，我们就看到，在这些追求当中，实际上是没有盼望。
And you know, we are hopeless. We become hopeless because we are seeking, but we're not finding what we want to find.
可是这圣经却说，耶稣说，我到这里来，我到这里要称你作为我的朋友。
But yet, you know.Christ comes to the world and says that I come to you today and I acknowledge you as my friend.
甚至我们在最开始的时候，我们是拒绝他，我们是没有去追求他的时候，他却到我们的生命当中来说，我要来做你的朋友。
And when he comes and when we reject him, you know, he comes onto us even more strongly than before and says that I want to be your friend.
唯一的一个要求就是你要遵守我的诫命。
But the only condition that he gives us is that you have to obey my commandments.
他先选择了你，不是你来选择他。
Jesus chose us. It is not us that chose Jesus.
我们之所以接受他，是一种对他选择我们的一个回应。
I'm sorry. We chose him and we love him only as a way of a response.
因为在约翰一福音一书的四章十节也这样讲，他说不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我，差他的儿子为我们的罪做挽回祭，这才是爱。
In 1 John chapter 14 verse 10 it tells us that this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
在我们不断地追求，在这迷失的世界当中，我们找不到一个出路的时候，神说我爱你。
Now in this world when we are so lost and we can't find a way out, God says what, that he loves us.
所以第二点就是说，我们这个得到爱只有在盼望，必须是在爱中去得到盼望。
So the second point I'm going to bring out today is that the hope is found in love.
看到这十三节这样讲。
And in John chapter 15, 人为朋友舍命，
人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
In chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends."
把这生命都为自己的朋友舍去了，这是一个人跟人之间关系可能是最高的一个顶点。
Now the sacrifice of one life for another has to be the highest symbol of friendship.
如果我们认识了这个的话，那我们人的生活当中，如果我们面临任何的苦难，任何的谩骂，任何的攻击，任何的偏待，我们都会很容易的来处理了。
We find that with his love, and are called to bear with other sins, with the inflicted pain, and with the stabbing and cruel remarks of treatment. It makes it much more bearable.
因为如果我们从人的本性上来看的话，这生活当中的这种苦难，我们可能是承受不了的。
Well, by human nature, all the above that I mentioned might not be able, we might not be able to stand it by ourselves.
可是当我们接受了主耶稣基督以后，我们成了这个圣灵的殿堂，我们所倾诉出去的都是一个爱。
But now that we've found God and that His love has filled us, we can now receive, ask for and receive the grace and guidance to love other people.
朋友，朋友。这个是耶稣他既然用这样子来称呼我们，有些时候让我们都觉得难以置信。
Now the term friends is what Jesus calls us, and sometimes we feel that it's so impossible that someone as worldly and holy as Jesus would call us his friends.
让我们再看另一段经节，可能会让你觉得更难理解，在罗马福音的第五章第六节到第八节。
And let's look at Romans chapter 5 verse 6 to 8.
这里讲到说，因我们还软弱的时候，意思就是我们还在迷失当中的时候，基督就已经按所定的日子为罪人而死。为人死是少有的，为义人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们而死。神的爱就这样向我们显明了。
It says, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless,Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
我们仍然是罪人的时候，神就已经为我们而死了。
Now, while we were still sinners, Christ has already died for us.
他为我们而死，让我们能接受他。他说，我要成为你的朋友，只要你遵循我的。
And when he died for us, he just says that all you have to do is just obey my commandments.
什么叫朋友？
What is a friend?
有一个英国的一个大的杂志，它发行了一个奖，就是说要让人们每个人提出一个定义，叫什么叫做朋友。那么它收集了很多的这样一个定义。
A major British publication offered to give out an award for someone who could give the best definition of friend.
那其中有几个例子我跟你们讲一下，其中一个说，朋友使你的喜乐加倍，痛苦减半，真诚无限。
And among all the thousands of answers that they got, one of them says this, a friend is one who multiplies your joy, divides your grief, and whose honesty is inviolable.
第二个例子，他说，朋友明白你的静默。
Another one says that a friend is one who understands your silence.
往往有些时候，我们天天忙着做这个，忙着做那，或者在很多事情当中痛苦啊、挣扎呀、啊。那么你的朋友不只是说明白你所做的或者你所说的，他所能够真正理解的是你所不说的，你所理解你的静默。
Now in one's life, we sometimes are so rushed.And we do things, we meet with a lot of grief, we meet a lot of troubles, and that sometimes your friends understand why you keep your silence and why you grieve.
第三个例子，他这里头提了一个定义，说朋友就如钟表，不时的指线真理，永不止息。
Another says that a friend is just like a watch that beats true for all time and never runs down.
这都是很好的定义哈。
All these are really good definitions.
最后这个得胜的得奖的这个定义是这样子说的，他说朋友在世界离去你的时候来到你的生命当中。
But yet the winning definition is the best of all the best. It reads like such, a friend is one who comes in when the whole world has gone out.
当我们看到我们的人生追求当中，在这各种各样的俗世的追求，看到了我们没有希望，这世界离开了我们，我们所追求的，我们所盼望的得不到，耶稣进入了你的生命。
And just in reflection to our own life, when we do things, when we meet with troubles, when we ask for help, people around us, they seem to disappear one by one, but yet the one person that comes in at this most critical point of time is Jesus.
这个朋友的定义是多好，他说朋友在这世界离开你的时候 他来到你的生命当中。
And what a wonderful definition this is. It says that when the whole world walks out of you, Jesus is the one. I'm sorry, a friend is one that comes in.
耶稣不就是这个样子的吗？当你的生命的某一个阶段、某一个时候，当你觉得这生命已经没有任何希望的时候，他来到了你的生命。
And this is exactly how Jesus is like. You know, when we come to a point in life.When it seems that nothing else matters and that we don't have any more hope left in us, Jesus comes in and lights up our life again.
不仅他给你这个第三点要讲的就是说他还给你生命的喜乐。
And the third point I'm going to say is that the joy of the Christian life.
因为在这个圣经当中可能最有力度的一句话可能是约翰福音的三章十六节了。
And now, with love comes life.And one of the Bible's most potent scriptures is in John 3:16.
这里说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至于灭亡，反得永生。
I believe all of you know this. It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这个情节就是我当时要出国的时候1993年出国的时候跟这个办签证的这个政府官员回答的一句话因为他说你是个基督徒吗或者我了解这句话我就给他背了
And in fact this was one of the verses that I tried to memorize and recite in my application my interview for a visa application for the US in 93Because he asked me if I was a Christian, and I said yes, and I tried to recite this verse to him. But at that time, I failed to recite this.
不过很明显的，神的灵当时都临到他的身上了，还是让他的心软下来，给我的这个签证。
But I believe it must have been God's grace that he heard me and he softened the interviewer's heart and he gave me my visa grant.
但是神在我们迷失的时候。他让我们在他生命当中得到盼望。
But in the time in our lives when we are so lost and we're looking seeking for direction, God gives us, shows us the way.
可是他给我们盼望之外，他还要给我们生命。
But besides giving us hope, He also wants to give us life.
我们这个盼望不是在人的身上，不是在这个签证官的身上。
But this life that He gives us is not just for a human life it's not just for life in order to continue on our daily chores
我们这个盼望 我们, hope,、我们的盼望不是在一个人的身上不是在这个签证官的身上不是在任何一个你所追求的东西身上
and this hope that he gives us is not just for us to go on in our daily chores and to put it on other people or to go about fulfilling what we have to do
我们这个盼望是在独子耶稣基督的身上，他对我们的生命而死。
And this hope that He gives us, rather, is onto Jesus Christ, onto our hopes for Him that He will be able to come and give us a salvation.
正因为这样子，他才要求我们要尽心尽意、尽心尽力的来爱主你的神。
So He will tolerate nothing that takes precedence over our love for Him, and He wants us to be faithful in our love towards Him.
所以我们应该如何的来爱他
So how should we love him?
像他爱我们一样甚至为我们舍命呢
Should we die for him just like how he died for us?
有些时候我们跟朋友弟兄姐妹之间的爱不需要要求我们到舍命的程度
Sometimes among friends we don't really need our friends to die for us in order to be able to bond with them and to have a good relationship with them
我跟你讲一个例子你就会很快理解到说爱可以用什么样的形式来体现
I'm going to give you an example of, in terms of a story to show you how you can love someone without going to extreme measures
1994年的时候在加州有一个五年级小学五年级的班级有这样一个小男孩子他的名字叫 Ian
In 94 in California in a 5th grade class there was a little boy by the name of Ian
这个小男孩他刚刚被人诊断说是得了癌症所以呢他经过了一些的手术把那个一部分的癌给取消掉然后就进行化疗
And Ian has been just diagnosed with having cancer and the doctors has removed tumors from his small intestines
那他要过八个星期的时间才能够得到确认说是不是这个癌症完全的得到医治
And this boy had to go through chemotherapy, and he had to go through 8 weeks of chemo before the doctors could determine whether or not he can be cured.
所以这个小男孩想一想，哎呀，这样子化疗的过程中头发要慢慢的掉，我干脆就可能理光了算了。
And so Ian thought, instead of just waiting for the chemo effect to take place and for my hair to fall out in lumps, I'll just shave it all off in once.
那他的堂中的一个同学叫 Kyle， 才十岁，跟他一样的年纪，就问说，他就跟其他的同学在商量，他说我们真的是不愿意看到这个朋友哈，我们的同学，这样子就跟我们不一样，我们要做一些什么事情能够让他觉得舒服一点呢？
And so one of Ian's classmates, a little boy by the name of Kyle, says that, you know, Ian's such a good friend of ours, and we don't want him to feel out of place. We want him to fit in. So what can we do in order to make him feel more comfortable when he comes back to school?
所以他就跟其他同学商量来商量去，最后其中同学一个家长就开始给他每个名字都列下来，做了一件很有意义的事情。
And so Kyle starts to discuss this with the rest of the classmates, and one of the parents start to make a list.
第二天早上上学的时候，他这个班级13个男生都是光头。
And so one day in class, you know, when Ian came back, he found that of all his classmates, 13 of the boys, they were all bald.
你想一想，这是一个什么样的形式来表现他们的爱？
And can you imagine what kind of actions they had to take to show their love?
实际上不仅是这些学生，就连他们的老师看到了这样的情况，自己也去理了光头。
In fact, not just the boys did the act of shaving their head. Their action touched the teacher so much that the teacher himself went to shave his head bald.
爱的形式可以是各式各样的。
Now, love can take place in many different forms.
爱的表现形式可以是各式各样的。
And the way you show love can also take place in many different ways.
可是往往每一样付出一个爱的时候，它会带出一个代价。
But every time when you show love, you know, it always brings about a sacrifice.
哎，当你是有付出代价的这种爱的时候，这个爱所体现出来的是美。
And when you have to go through a sacrifice to be able to show your love,You know, and the eventual outcome is always very beautiful.
爱需要牺牲。
Love requires sacrifice.
就跟耶稣基督到这世上来为我们舍命一样。
It's just like when Christ came down to earth and he died for us, he sacrificed his life for us.
可是在这个爱的当中上所体现出来的是什么样的一种美？
But the love that comes out from within is so much more beautiful than anything we can ever imagine.
而且耶稣基督给我们的爱不仅是一种美，更主要的是让我们从此能够有机会去得到永生。
But the best part of this is that the love that Christ showed us is not only beautiful, it also brings about salvation for us.
所以今天的呼召是这样子的，就是要了解一下你今天在你的生命当中你知道是什么样的一个境况。
So my invitation to you today is that do you really know who you are in your life today?
也许你跟我一样曾经有一个时间是迷失的，你不知道生活的目标是什么。
Or were you just as lost as I once were, lost in life, not knowing what my goal is, not knowing what I'm doing?
今天的答案很清楚，来认识基督。
And the answer is really simple, it's just to know Christ.
接受他，更接受他作为你的朋友。
To accept him and to accept his offer of friendship with you.
当你接受他的时候，你就得着了生命。
Because when you receive him into your life, you have also received eternal life.
这个生命是永恒的生命。
And this is forevermore eternal salvation and eternal life for you.